Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase & Company.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Do not miss Karl Rove on the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal today, bashing Steve Bannon. Two other interesting stories about Congress. John Bresnahan and Anna Palmer go deep on ailing Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran, writing that he is frail and disoriented, but yesterday said he is not retiring. The 79-year-old returned to the Senate, but was unable to answer whether he would remain chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and at one point needed a staffer to remind him where the Senate chamber is located. During a vote, Cochran voted yes, despite being told by an aide to vote no. He kept flashing the thumbs-up sign, despite several Republican staffers repeatedly telling him leadership wanted a no vote. Several moments passed before he realized he was voting the wrong way, and then he changed his vote. Cochran is hardly the first aging senator to face questions about his health and fitness for duty. Former Senator Robert Byrd and former Senator Strom Thurmond both hung on despite their ailing health and advanced age.
In the Department of This Job Stinks, Alex Burns and Jonathan Martin scoop that Ohio Republican Pat Tiberi is planning to resign early and take a job at a business group in his home state. A major sign of frustration considering his rank and also position as a senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee, which is responsible for writing tax legislation. Eliana Johnson has the big picture story this morning on how Trump keeps his focus on sideshows, viewing policy as a diversion from the larger cultural battles he believes he was elected to fight. And the fallout continues. The Washington Post has a story about how Trump offered a grieving military father $25,000 on a phone call, and he would direct his staff to establish an online fundraiser for the family, but neither have happened, the father said. The White House disputed that account and said the check has been sent. Holly Tusey has a scoop that a White House staffer drafted a sympathy statement for Trump almost immediately after a deadly ambush of U.S. soldiers in Niger earlier this month, but it was never released.
Like his predecessors before him, Trump has fallen short on his drain the swamp promises, our colleague Theo Meyer writes. In fact, lobbyists in the story say business is booming. USA Today's Heidi Prisbala writes that Trump is willing to compromise on ending the carried interest rate for hedge fund managers. Mark Short tells her the president wants it. She reports that Trump could also make his first Oval Office address to promote his tax plan to the nation. Speaking of compromises, Trump also floated a bipartisan tax reform group yesterday to Senate Finance Committee members. The ship has sailed on a bipartisan tax overhaul, though. Republicans have been working for months on their proposal. This does highlight the reason Republicans are skittish about working with the president. You never know what he'll do.
NBC is reporting about a shakeup at the DNC with longtime officials who supported Keith Ellison over Tom Perez getting the boot. In the juice, we've got the Coalition to Save Local Media launching a six-figure national cable ad buy that will run for 3 weeks, focused on how the Sinclair Tribune merger hurts consumers and local news. And GU Politics is hosting Clinton 25, Georgetown Reflects on the Vision of Bill Clinton. The November 3rd through the 6th event series will focus on examining what drove President Clinton's campaign and presidency, culminating with a keynote address by Clinton at the university's Gaston Hall. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.